Many of those who served in World War II actually joined the armed forces before the tragedy at Pearl Harbor. Some joined for adventure or a source of income during the lean Great Depression years. The young men from this small farming community had their reasons too, but little did they know they'd make history. The American Countryside returns after this.
Before I started working as a soil scientist.
Before I became a systems engineer.
Before I got started in aerospace.
I was a kid making discoveries.
I did my first lab experiment.
I found out science is cool.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
You never know when a spark will ignite the imagination and open up a world of possibilities for a young person. That's why 4-H has taken on the commitment of fostering 1 million new scientists and engineers for America's future workforce. With the help of companies and universities around the country, 4-H is growing the next generation of great thinkers.
1 million new scientists.
1 million new ideas.
Learn more and see how you can help at 4-H.org.
James McCann has visited with many of the men in this area who signed up to serve in the armed forces just prior to World War II.
It wasn't that they weren't patriotic, but patriotic fervor was not the thing that they were primarily concerned about. Most of them would tell you they joined the service, or at least they joined the Guard, for three reasons: money, fun, and girls.
The Guard paid them to serve, the uniform impressed the girls, and they could sign up with their buddies and enjoy time together.
The unit here wasn't actually incorporated into the actual U.S. Army as part of the 29th Division until February of the year of 1941. And so just prior to Pearl Harbor that year, they actually became a unit and moved up to Fort Meade, Maryland.
The 29th was composed mostly of young men from Virginia and Maryland, hence it was known as the Blue and Gray Division. After Pearl Harbor and the nation's entrance into World War II, the boys around Bedford, Virginia, knew they were headed overseas.
Eventually, they're shipped over actually on the Queen Mary and head up to England. From there, they move further to the southwest of England, and they're there for 18 months training.
Those men trained for the D-Day assault. Today, an 8.5-acre monument in Bedford, Virginia, pays tribute to those who landed on the shores of Normandy on June 6, 1944.
There's also sound effects here. When we have our animation going, there's the sounds of gunfire on the surface of water here, and you actually see the statuary of men moving out from a boat. So it's pretty moving, and people usually tell you that that's the thing that gets them the most, is having that sense of moving through time and, in a sense, seeing what the men had to endure.
Bedford is a small town in Virginia. Its link to D-Day is next time as we travel the countryside. In Bedford, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCrae.